The Vermont Conversation with David Goodman is brought to you by Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility and by Vermont Student Assistance Corporation, Green Mountain Power, Concept 2, Norwich Solar Technologies, The Alchemist Brewery, Let's Grow Kids, UVM Medical Center, and nearly 700 business members of Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility who believe that sustainable business practices value people, planet, and profit. Welcome back to the Vermont Conversation. I'm David Goodman. We're spending the hour this week kicking off 2020 and the eighth year of the Vermont Conversation by talking with Ken Squire, the legendary American broadcaster, motorsports NASCAR Hall of Fame, and best known and perhaps his greatest accolade, the host of Music to Go to the Dump By.
Now, and there you have it.
So there which of it. These awards and things and, you know, the floor joists of WDEV are sagging under the weight of your awards and hardware? I'm fully expecting.
I think you're overdoing it now.
So which of these things means the most to you?
Well, Music to Go to the Dump By means quite a lot.
Why?
Well, because a lot of people are sick and tired of having these people all talking about how much they know and they don't know a darn thing. And all of us that are on Music to Go to the Dump By are freely willing to admit that we don't know what the hell we're talking about, but we're having a very good time, and we're not getting in anybody's way. Now, once in a while, that gets us into difficulty, but so be it. It's just another part of living in Vermont.
How long have you and Jack Donovan been hurling insults at each other?
Too long. And he's so misunderstanding. He just doesn't understand, you know, how the program is supposed. I'm the host, and he continues to treat me like the custodian. And he's a terrible human being.
You know that Jack retired from WDEV. One thing I notice around this place is as soon as you announce your retirement from WDEV,
you're there for the next 30 years.
You're on the air more than you ever were when you were paid.
Absolutely. And that's Jack's problem. You know, God, we've tried to put him out to pasture over and over again. And
well, perhaps this is the pasture.
Well, I guess so.
The control room of WDEV.
You know the old story about the farmer was having trouble because no longer were the cows giving milk. And a neighbor suggested that perhaps they could get some pills and give them to the bull, and it might improve how the herd is producing, right?
Okay.
So a year later, he was driving by the other fellow's farm, and good Lord, there were sheep everywhere. No, the sheep are another subject completely. I beg your pardon. That's my incumbent wife. The calves, right? And the fellow said, my God, Olin, how have you done that? You've turned the whole thing around. He says, well, I don't know, but I went down to see the veterinarian, and he gave me these pills, and I've been giving them to the bulls, and my goodness sakes, it's made such a change in our farm. And he says, well, what are these? He says, I don't know, but they taste like peppermint. You see, that's the point. If you pay attention and listen, you'll learn things on the radio that you won't hear anywhere else.
That's true.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure I followed that story, but it was funny nonetheless.
Well, I hope so.
So what is your take on, I mean, the world is in a state. In your 84 years, you've seen a few things. Five? 85 years?
Yeah.
Did I make you younger?
No, it's time for me to, you know, cash in, fall off my perch. But I'm hanging in here just to be a problem. And I think that sometimes you need to have problems around. Excuse me. Just to make things work a little better. That's my job.
What's your take on the state of the media today? And I know you're a big media consumer. You're an avid newspaper reader. And you watch a fair bit of television news.
Well, I'm on television a lot, you know.
Well, I do know that.
Not as much as I used to be. And thank God for that. Because I had this awful issue about how to live my life better. Stay home. I'm trying that. It's not working very well, but Elizabeth keeps trying with me. And someday I hope to get that right. Mm-hmm.
What has it been like for you, the transitions for you in your life, that you're on the air less, but still periodically? It's at age 85, you've had your health challenges. What does this all make you think?
It makes me think that the FCC ought to get off their duff and get into making rules and regulations that allow for more people to be involved. And I mean in the kind of thing that WDEV does. We don't need scads and scads of the top 100, the top 50, the top 30, the top this and the top that. We just need to talk to one another and pay attention to what the other says. Hence, WDEV tries in every way we can to give as many different opinions. And everybody says, oh, God, you can't do that. You can't. You don't get an audience. You don't get people that care. Horse pucky. They do care. And I think that we're a pretty good representative of that over and over again. You couldn't find better educated people than farmers. I don't care where you go, because they're in there, both hands, working on it, having produce that they sell and trying to make it work better. And radio served them 100%, because you see, you could milk and you could listen to the radio at the same time. And DEV created a whole world about that. People listened while they milked in the morning and at 4:30 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they cared. And they'd sit there and get both hands going and listen to what was said. And then they'd bitch about it and complain about it, but they'd talk about it. Not much talking going on among people these days. Only thing they talk about are the stupid jokes late at night.
So you're sort of swimming against the tide here in DEV, and we know, and I know that, you know, some of the big money in talk radio is in conservative talk radio, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. And why do you think that is?
Well, there's a whole part of the nature of this country that is based on that. But there's just as many on the other side. And we never stop to take a look at that or nor listen to them. That's the nice thing about Vermont. It's the nicest thing about our legislature, because they're all stripes in there. And boy, do they get after each other. More power to them. But then the next thing is to get them on the radio to tell us what the hell they're talking about. They need to be communicating, and we're here for that purpose. Bill, help me. 11 to 12 in the morning.
Bill Sayre.
Conservative show. Damn good one. And tries in every way he can. And his lady friend, oh gosh, what a problem she can be. But she has very good ideas. And we ought to be listening to some of that. No. We put everything in a slot. And that's the one we listen to.
And why has it become so balkanized, you know, where you have Fox News appealing to its audience, which does not waver. It does not turn the channel. And you have, you know, the same is true, whether it's MSNBC, CNN, or the networks.
Well, there you have it. They figured it out, too, that they could be all conservative, or they could be all liberal, or they could be all Bernie, or they could be whatever, right? But they don't listen to each other. They don't understand how important it is that the other guy's ideas need to be at least defined and understood a bit, because there may be something in there that you can take along the way. And we keep trying to do that and failing, but we try. That's why you're here. You know, you're somewhat of a liberal. I guess that's a fair word. There's some others that use other opinions about you. And then there's your sister, who many people consider evil.
Democracy Now.
Democracy Now.
You picked up that show years ago when Vermont Public Radio refused to put it on despite a bunch of people, thousands of people signing petitions for it.
Well, I don't know if it was 1,000 or 100. But the point was that they turned their back on it with their nose up in the air because they knew so much about something, and I could never figure that out. They've changed their stripes a little too, haven't they? And I think your sister's a fair example. Wish we had more sponsors for things like that because, you know, we don't live on the dole. We don't live off a public funding. We have to go out and earn it the old-fashioned way. And that makes it tricky. On the other hand, it makes you pay attention. And we've got people around here, and we've got new people. In the last month, this station has turned a considerable degree. And I think all to the good and all to the future. And I think this radio station will last for a long time if you don't have to sell it. Because whenever somebody gets to, well, we've got the right formula. And we'll play three of this and two of that. Then we'll play the third, and then we'll come back and play an old-time favorite, Horse Pucky. I mean, if we could get in here and talk to each other and listen to each other. That's what we need to do. And Vermonters know it better than anyone else. That's why we have town meetings. And people get up there and, by God, they say what they want to say. Isn't that good? It's one of the reasons it's really fun to live in Vermont. Do you realize we have a stock car driver? That's enough to make you cough. Who's the governor of the state of Vermont? I asked him one time, I said, when did your mother first bring you to Thunder Road? And he said, according to my mother, she was about 4 months along. Now, that's the kind of people we need more of, because he's a pretty fair governor. And we've had some others that have been great, really great. And some of them, don't overdo it now. But some of them can be Democrats. What? Well, yes, indeed. That's okay. And Bernie, where in God's name did Bernie come from? He came out of up in the islands, up in the kingdom. You know,
you had Bernie. Bernie used to have a show on WDV.
Yeah, he was here before anybody was.
What was his show?
Socialist.
Was it the brunch with Bernie thing? Or did
it was exactly. And I came more to that because of my incumbent wife, who's from Australia. And she thinks we're silly. She said, you know, things work pretty well. We were talking about that the other night. And she said, and it was about how much it costs to have a trip to the hospital to have a baby. She said, do you know that when I had my first child in Australia, was in the hospital in Sydney, and she said, with the plans that they had, I got hit for $37. She was there for four damn days. Can you imagine that? But she came along pretty good, and my children, well, they're not the best in the world, that's for sure. You've seen my daughter. She came home to take care of her frailing father, right? And you know what happened. She was here 3 months living in the house, and next thing I know, she'd moved into the stock car driver.
Okay, we're not going to air the family
but you see, that's
laundry
the point.
That's the
point. And you've got to be listening to what the other fellow says. And in this case, in Vermont agriculture, you don't put down just one crop. That'll put you right over the side of the barrel in no time at all. And that's what this station was to be and to be for the future.
You gave Bernie Sanders one of his earliest platforms in the media.
I think we did.
What do you think it is about him, having seen his career over such a long time?
Well, there he is now.
That has made him so compelling on the national stage.
Because he left us And he went out there to Portland, Oregon, and he got with another crowd. And, of course, it's that far side of the country.
You're talking about the Tom Hartman show.
Yeah. And good Lord, one of them's the same as all the others, except more and more people listened.
How was Bernie as a radio broadcaster?
Awful.
Why?
Well, because he did the same mantra. You know, if you listen one day and you listen 5 days later, you got the same program. Because that's what he was into. That's what he was on. And guess what? At this point in this history of the United States, people, excuse me, lunch was delicious. He, as much as anybody, says what he believes. He may not last too long saying that, but at least he is saying it. And people are paying attention. And more people are thinking, well, he may not be 100% right, but he came up and he lived in the kingdom. He got to know some people that really know how to grow and make things prosper. And it's not all his ideas are bad. And, of course, they painted him over with communism, horsepucky. And that wasn't it at all. He had some real ideas.
Why did you first give him a radio platform?
Well, because that was one of the ones that wasn't being paid attention to. And everybody laughed and giggled and so forth. They're not laughing now. I mean, he's changing the way America is thinking. And America needs to change some of their thinking. And maybe we ought to throw him out. So be it. But at least we're listening. And we're hearing messages that we didn't sink in the past. That's okay. Now, believe me, I'm not a fascist and I don't want any of that stuff. But there has to be room in this country to carry on a conversation that does have other ideas and other opinions. Doesn't happen too much. Needs to.
Now, as I recall, you gave Bernie, you didn't think he was made very good radio. You insisted that he take calls, which he didn't originally.
Oh, he wouldn't take calls, no, because he said it would take him off his message. Geez, we knew his message by heart. We had it memorized. If you listened for 2 days in a row, you had it, right?
So you prevailed on him to take calls.
Well, we tried. And come to find out, he rather enjoyed it. And I'm very pleased that we had something to do with Bernie. Don't know if I'd vote for him today. But in those days, I thought a lot about it because he had other ideas and he thought we could do things better than what we're doing. Now, there's nothing wrong to hearing ideas and you can turn them off. You can just snap the switch and go to another station and listen to the top 40 as we play them here today and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. No, there's got to be places on the radio where you can tune in on one station where there are ideas and philosophies that aren't all the same. And that's all this thing is. It's up here on the second floor, tucked beautifully away in the paradise that is WDEV.
You gave him advice about how to be better on the radio and in the media.
I don't think I want to get into that. It was not a pretty sight.
You got to tell us, now that he's a rock star. What did you tell him?
I didn't tell him to be a rock star, that's for damn sure. But just that he needed to expand, and he needed to listen to people call in. And he was so, at one point, absolutely frightened that they would take him off his message. The hell they could take him off his message. He knew what his message was. Did they all? No. But that was all right. Because then we had you, and we had Bill in the morning.
Bill Sayre.
Bill Sayre, who's great.
Yes.
And there was always a bunch of different opinions here. We need a lot more of that.
What is your advice to a young person who listens to you or listens to DEV and maybe thinks they want to go into journalism today?
Oh, God, I hope they come along soon. I think that the most important thing are new young people that have new ideas, and not us old soaks. We're pretty set in our ways. We've had a long time to get set. Now we got to get settled somewhere else and listen to some new people. And that's what WDEV was always about. There's always some woman bitching and moaning about how we're doing this and that. Good. What's wrong with that? We might get something out of it that is worthwhile. And Vermont was always worthwhile. And it goes back to that darn Ethan Allen. What a cantankerous old person he was. That's the attitude that Vermont had. And it continues. Well, it gets eaten away. It gets eroded. Because all people like you that move up here from Connecticut or
New York.
New York. I can't ever remember that other place. Yeah. And then they settle into Vermont, and they find out that there's some things here that do work. And if we listen to them a little more, we might make them work better. What's wrong with that?
What are you proudest of in your long and distinguished career?
Thunder Road. I love Thunder Road. You see all those kids out there, and no longer kids. I mean, I'm getting up there to where I can say that. And they go out there with every bit of dignity in what they do, and they build beautiful cars, and they race the hell out of them. What's wrong with that? Not a thing. And others around here dedicate themselves to running races on their feet. And what's wrong with that? Not one single solitary thing. That's what Vermont was always for, and always will be. And on the business of what's on top of your neck, your head, your brains, you can take a moment or two and try to see what that is that others are talking to us about. God, we need that. This whole country is so stuck now. And we certainly see it in this past week. I stayed up till midnight last night watching the TV, the telly, and I was so upset by the time I went to sleep, it took a while to get there.
I share that feeling. Now, you have the long view, 85 years of long view.
Yeah, right.
What gives you hope?
What gives me hope?
Yeah.
Well, there's birds like you that show up, and all of a sudden, you seem to have an idea or two about what we woodchucks are all about. And there's not a thing wrong with that. That's to the good. We just need so much more of it in this world. And we don't get there, and instead we take a swerve. That's a great book, incidentally, The Swerve. And we get out here, and I don't know where this guy Trump comes from. I do know where he comes from. He's a con, and I don't like him. But that's what we get. We got to pay more attention, or we'll get some more swerves, bad ones.
What do you want your legacy to be?
Oh, my. I hadn't really had too much time to think about it. I love WDEV. I love everything about this radio. You know what? We had an elevator. The damn thing broke. And we discovered something. That all of us are a little better off because we have to walk up and down stairs. What the hell's wrong with that?
Okay. Is that... What about your legacy?
What's my legacy?
Yeah, what would you be
walking
satisfied?
Up and down stairs is a priority now for me because my legs don't work too well. They have the right not to, you know, sitting around watching all those cars running around. There they go. Here they come. What a wreck. I mean, that was my life for a long time, and I love those guys, the Richard Pettys of the world and the Pearsons, the late Junior Johnsons. People that really believed in what America was, that was them. And this is now. We need a lot more of them.
Well, on that note, Ken Squire, I want to thank you not just for joining me on the Vermont Conversation, but for all that you've given to our community.
Thank you, sir.
That does it for this week's Vermont Conversation. You can hear this and all shows at VermontConversation.com. Tune in next week for another Vermont Conversation. I'm David Goodman. Thanks for listening. The Vermont Conversation with David Goodman, this special feature from Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility, is underwritten in part by Vermont Student Assistance Corporation. VSAC helps students of all ages save, plan, and pay for college and career training with education and career planning services, need-based grants, scholarships, low-cost education loans, and Vermont's official 529 college savings plan. Norwich Solar Technologies, providing complete clean energy services to Vermont schools, towns, nonprofits, and businesses. Green Mountain Power, delivering clean, cost-effective, and highly reliable power to customers and offering cutting-edge products and services to reduce costs and carbon. The Alchemist Brewery of Waterbury and Stowe, proud B Corp, using the power of business to support a clean environment and economic opportunity for all. UVM Medical Center, Burlington, Vermont, the heart and science of medicine. Let's Grow Kids, a statewide campaign about the need for more high-quality, affordable childcare in Vermont to better support our children, families, communities, and economy. Concept 2, designers and manufacturers of Concept 2 rowing oars, indoor rower, ski erg, and bike erg, and proud to support nonprofit groups such as the Green Mountain Club. And nearly 7